Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, wide open phones. Then I'm going to get into the U.S. and the U.K. now saying, okay, we wanted you to spy on your neighbors for terrorism, but that was really just to get you used to it. Spy on your neighbors if they've got too nice a car or a house. Go ahead and call the police on them. Are they smoking cigars? Are they driving nice cars? They may be a terrorist. This is mainstream news. It's coming up. Also, top scientists are saying, no doubt, this was a manufactured flu. We told you that day one. That's coming up. We'll also get into the history of disarming the slaves, starting with knives and swords, with a filmmaker. That is coming up. So you'll want to stay with us for that. But going back to Paul in Florida. So, Paul, I remember reading the articles about Lady Astor. And how the charities with David Rockefeller and Kissinger wanted to make sure the billions went to the charities and not the evil son. And then I saw that a year or two ago in the news. How did all this end up? What ended up happening?
What happened was that Mr. Marshall, Mrs. Astor's son, prevailed in these people civilly from the sound of it, because Mrs. Astor is still... gave plenty to charity, but Mr. Marshall, her son, received a good inheritance. But the charities, and again, these are not charities that feed starving people, that shelter injured animals. These are people that buy million-dollar pictures for $10 million, and heaven knows where the money goes. There's a lot of skullduggery here. These charities lived very large off Mrs. Astor, and they want to continue doing it. They apparently didn't prevail. If they contested the will, they didn't prevail. So what they did, Henry Kissinger and from the looks of it, Rockefeller, got together with their friends in the New York DA's office and filed criminal charges of grand theft, among other serious charges, against Mr. Marshall, who was 84, claiming that he abused his mother and tricked her in her diminished state to signing more and more money over to him. Now, this is exactly what criminals do. As any cop will tell you, they immediately spin things all around. They make it the cop's fault. If you catch a criminal doing a bad thing, they immediately say, oh, no, it was Alex's fault, it was Paul's fault. That's what criminals do. They spun this right around on Marshall. The trial is still going on in New York, and the New York Post and Daily News are still covering this regularly. A lot of bloggers are posting in the truth on this in the comments section. One thing they've zeroed in on is that one person who got herself appointed guardian over Mrs. Astor claims that here's her logic. Mrs. Astor handed her a necklace worth probably $100,000. And when Mrs. Astor did that, she was in her right mind, and that was her absolute right to do it, because she didn't want that evil, bad son of hers and his greedy wife to get her money. But when the son received something, according to this witness for the prosecution, then he was bad. That's when Mrs. Astor was not in her right mind. You see how clever they play it. The problem is, too clever by half doesn't play with the American citizens who can tell Shinola from its cheap substitute. And see the problem here.
So he's won in court, because I haven't followed it since I saw the news.
So far, all the evidence against him, Alex, in court is just, it's hearsay, it's triple hearsay, it's people who are laymen giving their diagnoses of Mrs. Astor's mental state. Well, that's fine and dandy, but it doesn't count for anything because they're laymen. They have no test results, they have no degrees, or they never examined her. It's fallacious. Well, Mr. Astor saw this coming a few years ago, and he himself asked in a Forbes magazine interview in 2006, Mr. Marshall, this was Astor's son, Anthony Marshall, he asked, who is giving the orders? I mean, he was that specific. Now, this man is being portrayed as a ne'er-do-well and a slouch. This man was a diplomat. He's a Broadway producer. He's a wealthy, successful man in his own right. But remember, these charities, the elites, the globalists want every penny from Mr. Marshall. They want to strip him of his liberty and throw him in a prison cell to bury both him and his side of the story. And as Mr. Marshall said in the Forbes article, and he asked, who's behind this? He said, is Kissinger giving the orders? Is Rockefeller behind this attack on him? He said, this does not bode well for anybody, because...
No, that was actually in the news. That was actually in the news that Rockefeller and Kissinger are helping her.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acolablue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
More and more across the world, the 50% inheritance tax isn't enough for the state. They send the state in. They seize the old folks, take them and hold them in facilities until they sign everything over to the state. And it's so corrupt, the bureaucrats then actually take the jewelry, the homes for themselves publicly. I mean, that's how evil the government is. And so, yes, I was aware, now that we've gotten, not sidetracked, because that's what I love about calls. They take us in all different directions. We're going to finish up with Paul, then go to Annie, JD, Gavin, Sam, and many others. Then I'm going to tell you about the big news stories that are coming up today and the three guests we've got coming on. We've got some financial news coming up in a moment as well. Paul, you call in and talk about how a group of people tried to take your father's wealth and tried to go after you and tried to get your Second Amendment revoked, claiming you were a threat. They always do this to this so they can then go into court and say, he's had a restraining order put on him as well, because I feel threatened. But you were finishing up with Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller helping, you know, make sure that all the money of Lady Astor goes to, you know, basically their charities, which are tax-free foundations. And like you said, it's been documented they use art sales. You know, $10 million for a painting worth $10 that they then buy from their friends is all part of the money laundering operation. But finish up the statements you were making.
The most important thing that Anthony Marshall said about this is what it portends for us. Now, this is a wealthy man, but it doesn't matter how much we have, $10 million or a box of cornflakes. Mr. Marshall said if these people prevail by using the state force against him to take every last penny he has and put him in prison, for doing nothing other than being the son of a wealthy lady. He said, they can do this to you, to me, to everybody. In other words, it means the day is not far off when state goons and the greedy guts who instigate them can march into our homes and look around at our possessions, accuse us of having taken those possessions by force or trick from our relatives, our families, and appropriate them, and then put us through the courts, railroad us through into criminal courts, and then, you know, privatize prisons, because after all, we stole from our poor dear parents. Meanwhile, these people walk off with everything we have, and we lose our liberty and the ability to tell our story. I guess they thought we would just sit back, Alex, and let that happen. Boy, are they what do they do with these elites? Do they breed the brains out or something?
Well, what you were saying, I was talking to you during the break, because that's a great idea for me to have Anthony Marshall on the show, son of the of Lady Astor, heir to that fortune. I know one of the sub-heirs is CIA agent, admits he's an agent, Anderson Cooper up there on CNN. But specifically with you, you were saying it's a playbook, and you're right. All these scams are literal playbooks. They've even found, you know, little playbooks that different crime syndicates use. How did they go after you trying to steal your dad's money?
They started years ago, very slowly and slyly. You know, as fathers and sons live in different places, when you grow up and move out, and when I wasn't around, they would call him, they would move in on him, they'd come to visit. Now, they wouldn't give anything. These people, with them, the meter only flows in one direction, to them and away from the person they've targeted. When you get someone elderly, especially as they become, let's say in their 70s, 80s, they can become suggestible, they can become fearful, and if you have, like Mr. Rockefeller and Mr. Kissinger here in this trial, if you have a nice protector who'll protect you, what they do, and this is, I talked to a state police major about this a while back, and he said, oh, this is the old story. They always get the elderly people to turn against their sons and daughters and welcome in all these obvious criminals. And he said it can go on for years. Sometimes they can prevail. The only hope is if the sons and daughters catch them and dig in and fight, and you cover yourself. You know, you keep track of where you are so that if they make a false accusation against you, it'll be just that. You can always account for your whereabouts.
Well, let me just tell you this. I happen to know a lot of old folks. In fact, I don't want to embarrass family, but let's just say family I have.
Yeah.
I'll just say an uncle's. I have an uncle. Whose wife's mother had like $500,000, you know, that she'd saved up, middle class, married to a general in the military, you know, family. And the Republican Party, she gave a little bit of money to the Republican Party. They called her, hounded her, visited her until they sucked every dime out of her bank account. And that's what they do. I mean, they even do it with these telemarketers.
Alex, you're right on the money. They want every last penny. They don't want 40% or even 85%. They want 180% of everything, and then your liberty to make sure you don't talk. And that's where they're going to outsmart themselves. And there's only one way to do it. The way they did to me, it's still going on, but they may well be facing some legal consequences in the future. It's out of our hands at this point. It's somebody has taken an interest in it, thank goodness. But they do it the same way. They turn the elderly parents against their legitimate offspring, their sons and daughters.
No, I know. This is what criminals do, and that's why.
This is what they do. There's a great website, stopguardianshipabuse.com, which has a lot of information on this. Their initials are NASGA, NASGA, and there's many sites. There's a lot of information on the net. It's like baseball. There's only one way they can do it. It doesn't matter whether they're after a box of cornflakes or $10 million, or somebody has a nice old car in their garage and they want that. There's only one way to play baseball, and once you see the moves, if you're an adult in your 40s, 50s, 60s, if you see these moves, if you sense people getting around your parents, it's time to take a closer look.
Well, there's tons of these people. I mean, there are. They don't just do it to old folks. There's all sorts of, you know, neighbors and other people. I'm telling you, folks. There are so many parasites, and most liberals aren't really liberals. I mean, if you go out to dinner with them, they'll never give a tip. They'll never help try to buy dinner. They'll also resent you, though, because you're a nice person. They are parasites. That's what big government's about, is the parasites all getting together, robbing those of us that produce. I really appreciate your call. It's great hearing from you, and I had you on for 20 minutes. Paul in Florida, because everything you said rung true. Anna, JD, Gavin, Sam, Dave, your calls are coming up in a moment. But speaking of class warfare, this is how it works. the ultra elite, the ultra rich, and this is in Carol Quigley's book that with the CIA commission for him to write so there'd be an official history for government operatives to, you know, really know how the world works. And this is in many other documents and government reports and think tank reports. The elite socialize in the first phase. Break up the families. You can't have a man in the house. You can have welfare, but you can't have a man in the house, knowing you're three or four times more likely for your kids to be on drugs or end up in prison. Breaking down society. Then there's more crime. Then the middle class wants more cops, more control, more gun control, because there's all these criminals running around shooting people. You know, again, they create the crisis and then always offer the next solution. Then they create another even bigger crisis, and then you get deeper into the noose, deeper into the quicksand, and they've got another solution. And exactly, you learn all their little scams, and there's hundreds of them, but there's only 100 or so of the scams they run, different permutations of them, and then you know their whole game plan. You know what they're going to do next. And it's so frustrating to see the public completely blind to all of this. But I was digressing. They're now playing class warfare. The elite breed up this giant, dumbed-down mass of poor people with no futures or no jobs, and they then point them at the middle class. I mean, folks, blue-collar people think if you're living in a $200,000 house and drive a $30,000 car, they call you rich. I mean, if you've got nicer rims than your neighbor in a blue-collar neighborhood, they think you're rich, and they envy you. I never was brought up like this. I never knew this, you know, living in blue-collar neighborhoods, and I would have a car a little nicer than neighbors, and they would actually be jealous of it. I mean, again, it's mental illness. And they have ingrained this in the public now, and they're telling them, look, we're going to take the rich people's money. And who are the rich people? Anybody who has one nickel more than them is rich. And so now they call the public school children in, and we have the police training videos of this footage in Austin of them doing this to the school children, and they say, here is your debit card with your name, and they thumbprint you to enroll you in it as a criminal. And they say, you get $200 to turn in somebody with guns. And they send a flyer home with parents saying, we're teaching your kids to tell us if they see crime or guns. Sounds reasonable. Then you get into the training, and it's, what is in mommy's and daddy's medicine cabinet? Are they smoking pot? Tell us. You get $200. This isn't Road to Tyranny, by the way. This is 7 years old that I have this footage. This, I mean, they put this out on TV. They're proud of this. They're not hiding it. I want you to report on mommy and daddy. You get $200 for mommy or daddy. You get $50 for turning a fellow student in. Now, this is going on nationwide in MIAC reports and DHS reports and Patriot Terror reports, and it says blue jeans, cell phones, they're polite, they wear suits, the terrorists go to city council meetings, they say they want to work with police, they make frequent references to the Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not exaggerating, I'm giving you exact quotes. Now, they now all over the United States are telling you Big Brother's going to help you and the whole anti-terrorism apparatus to fight Al-Qaeda, give up your rights to fight Al-Qaeda. It's now for gun owners, patriots, conservatives. And now out of England, same stuff going on here. Police encourage citizens to report people who drive nice cars. PrisonPlanet.com. Police in the UK are encouraging citizens to report people who drive nice cars or buy expensive items to the authorities in a new campaign entitled Too Much Bling, Give Us a Ring. Meanwhile, the government's bringing in the narcotics, money laundering, everything, total corruption. They don't care. The Gloucestershire Force is encouraging members of the public to report people wearing too much bling during the recession. That's a quote. They are also urging people to shop anyone who drives flash cars or buys expensive items without the apparent means to afford them during the credit crunch, reports the Daily Mail. Now, that's a quote. I don't know what. They are also urging people to shop anyone. I guess that means check them out. It goes on, posters for the campaign indicate that the targets of the Stasi-like crackdown are well-dressed people who own expensive cars, boats, and smoke cigars. Apparently, police in the UK think that actually being middle class and able to afford nice lifestyles is a sign of probable criminal behavior. Folks, this is communism, restricting free speech, class warfare. They're going to sick the fluoride had drunk, lazy, poor people on anybody with a job.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Gambler. Oh, I'm putting it all on the line. I'm going all the way. I'm committed. And let me tell you, nothing feels better than standing up to tyranny and knowing you're right and saying, you may run me over, you may kill me dead, but I ain't backing down. Ah! We're coming straight on. And I'm fired up. I'm not backing down. You hear our war drums against your tyranny? We see your army. We know what it is. Your mind control doesn't work on us. And I'm here beating my chest, getting fired up. All right, your phone call's coming up in the next segment. Bunch of guests. I'm going to break down H1N1 virus manufactured. All these top scientists are now coming out. We told you, bioweapon as a dry run test. Man, how do I get it so accurate? How do I do it? I tell you, it's amazing what hard work and research does. And when you commit. But let's go to Ted Anderson for 4 short minutes of the segment time we've got left. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I firmly believe in this. I buy silver and gold. And when I started buying it, it was $300 an ounce or less. Now it is, and when I started buying silver, it was $5 an ounce. It's now, what, triple that. So, ladies and gentlemen, Ted Anderson's got gold and silver from when silver was a couple bucks less an ounce and when gold was 50-something bucks under what it is right now. And he's still selling it with that cost factored in. So look, this is why Midas Resources is growing so fast, because Ted is doing this. Other gold brokerage firms, they sell it for whatever the market is. Ted doesn't do that. He takes a big risk, hoards up a bunch of it, and he keeps in bank vaults, and then he sells it to you at the lower price. That's how he smashes competition. It's a smart move, and gold has gone up another $6 today. It's going up every day. Silver is, and he's got the Lakota rounds, these gorgeous silver coins that everybody else has sold out of. He's got gold and silver. He's got it right now. Ted Anderson, I love hurting the New World Order. They're like Smog the Dragon. They hoard and sit on gold and silver and platinum, but then they tell the public don't buy it. Well, we're like little baby Smogs. We're smart. We're sitting with our little bellies on top of the gold and silver, and we think people should also create their own little dragon's nest, shouldn't they?
They sure should. I mean, I don't know why it would make any sense to stay with a fiat currency. I just looked at the foreclosure numbers that just came out today, and my God, it's up 36% from last month, home foreclosures. I mean, 1.3 million people, Alex, have lost their homes to foreclosure since August of last year. I mean, every time I look at the economic news, I just get more depressed. This is this planned, movement toward world currency, and the United States people are just getting hammered. And, there's no wonder.
Chad, world government has been announced in thousands of articles, hundreds a week. I haven't counted them all up. It's hundreds a week. It's got to be 4,000 or 5,000 in the last 6 months since the order went out. Go ahead, admit we're setting up world government, that you're going to pay taxes to private banks. And the London Guardian has this headline about the Bilderberg Group might exist. We're going to see if the conspiracy theory's real. When the Bilderberg Group is now admitting they exist. I mean, Ted, this is insane.
It's beyond insane, Alex. And yeah, you're right. Gold is up another $10 today.
Oh, I'm sorry. It went up $4 since I talked to you an hour ago.
Yep. And so, you know, here you're sitting on, we're talking about gold that I accumulated at $880 an ounce. And so now we're up another $10. I mean, anybody with any sense in their head would say, why don't you just go the easy route, sell the gold that you bought at this $880 into the marketplace? I can pick up 8% right now, but I think it's better to give it to the customers.
And by the way, Ted, you said customers can call you back. You'll buy from them, won't you?
Absolutely. That's what I buy all the time. I mean, the challenge right now in the marketplace is not to sell this stuff and find customers that want it. The challenge is to try to find the material so I can actually have it for sale. And every now and then I get a little break because the market gets soft, it dips down, less people are interested, so I'm able to do things like accumulate these sovereigns and francs.
And by the way, folks, we try to pitch gold and silver at you because we believe in it when the market's down and you don't listen. So we do the best thing to that. Well, I guess it's just as good. We sell it to you at that original low price when it's up. Folks, you can't beat this. Ted, tell them. You are running out of the gold, though. I was talking to you this morning. You're running out of the sovereigns and the francs at that 880 price with it up above 930 right now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, of course, because people are buying it up like crazy. I mean, the francs at 214 and the sovereigns at 267 is like getting an 8% to 10% discount right off the top.
Well, like you said, silver is up 30%+ in the last few months. Folks, what other investment's doing that? And are we saying it's bulletproof? No, but it's like an armored Abrams M1A1 compared to, wearing a silk shirt for armor. I mean, it's the best thing out there, folks. And I stay there, Ted. We'll give them the number on the other side. Then Paul Watson, Curt Nemo, and a lot more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Living on the road, my friend, is going to keep us free and clean.
Living on the road, my friend, gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye.
Sank into your dreams.
Sank into your dreams.
All right, let's go back to Ted real quick. We got Kurt Nemo coming on. Paul and Kurt have written separate articles. There's a whole bunch of top virologists and scientists coming out saying, yeah, this had to be engineered. You think I came on the air, was that 2-3 weeks ago, and said it was engineered just because I wanted to say that? I did major research. It's clearly engineered. Just like they sell in South Korea glowing rhesus monkeys that are part jellyfish. If I'm walking down the streets of Seoul, South Korea, and I see them selling glowing monkeys, I know it's genetically engineered. It's real simple. And then we'll get into this tattletale squads. I mean, now they're saying, oh, guess what? The whole anti-terror situation, it's about class warfare. Does your neighbor smoke cigars? They're probably stealing and have an underground economy. I told you, the whole police state is about shutting down, selling watermelons and eggs on the side of the road. It's about getting cash for mowing lawns. The national ID cards, they've stated, will be used to track and trace everything you do in buying and selling. And it's all being announced. It's all being announced. Going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, we've got to fight to stay on the cash economy. We got to fight to stay out of the cashless society control grid. We've got to get self-sufficient, and gold and silver is the way to do it. Briefly, again, tell folks, how long are you going to have the francs and the sovereigns left at $50? You know, you bought them when the market was $50 under. That discount is factored in per ounce, $50 discount per ounce. Again, you continue to offer these type of deals when you can. This is one of those rare opportunities, Ted.
Well, I can tell you right now, Alex, $600,000 worth of gold and silver will go pretty quick. I will guarantee these prices till midnight tonight. I hope to be able to offer this throughout the weekend, but I don't know. I mean, it depends upon how many people respond and how many people buy. But if you're if you have, you know, anything sitting in the bank, if you're in the stock market, if you're, you know, you're sitting on IRAs that are, you know, denominated in paper notes of any type, I mean, all this stuff is affected by the United States dollar. And, you know, people are silly enough to think that Barack Obama is going to solve this problem with the Federal Reserve System bailing it out, turning on the printing press. I mean, it just does not work out that way. Thank God we have the Campaign for Liberty pushing and educating people to let them know that this just is not the right answer. But you're right about that, Alex. People need to get themselves off the fiat currency and onto gold and silver and become self-sufficient. And the way to do that is by picking up small pieces of gold and silver, like the British sovereign and the franc that I'm talking about now, or even probably one of the best buys that I have on the market right now are the Franklin halves are at 869, which is the same price. The Lakotas have gone up. The Lakotas were $17.71, now 1966. I'm not saying they're not a good buy at that price, because they're between 25 and 30 bucks if you go look on eBay. They're a wonderful buy, but you know, you can pick up things that have not moved yet that have been able to hold inventory on and take advantage of some of the lower prices. But now is the time to move. There's just way too much trouble out there. I mean, just Google foreclosures right now and take a look at what those numbers look like. I mean, there are people being forced out of their homes. You had that nice lady on air just yesterday. You were talking about that gal that just got foreclosed on by the sheriff. What do you think is going to happen to to you and your neighbors around you? I mean, the people are losing their jobs right and left. There's an economic implosion coming in. Geithner himself admits to the fact that when all this falls apart, he's looking at turning the currency over to the hands of a world bank. I mean, the United States Constitution is being shredded as we speak. And
Ted, that's how the scam works, is they're the con artists. They create the crisis, and the public, like children being led by Jeffrey Dahmer into a death pit, take their hand. And then believing the solution is world government and more of the same, and then as things get deeper and darker, they clutch the leg of the very monsters that are instituting all this. Folks, here's the number to Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and the brokers will be there until midnight tonight. And again, ladies and gentlemen, give them a call, 800-686-2237. Take advantage of this today, whether it's one coin or 100. This is the smart move in my book. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me up again, Alex.
You bet. Okay, there goes Ted Anderson. Now, Paul Watson's coming up in about 5 minutes. I'm going to have them both on together, because they're both reporting separately on some of the same scientists, but then on other scientists. There's British, Australian, U.S., Canadian, top virologists, I mean, tops of their field, saying, oh, clearly this is a manufactured virus. Well, they know that other scientists are now looking at the virus saying the same thing. So it's the top guys we can trust from the establishment are saying, oh, it probably escaped accidentally out of a vaccine lab. Yes, that's how in the wrong season, in the wrong hemisphere, it appears in Mexico. Now, if you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. See, They're now admitting it's a manufactured virus, even though I got attacked by Newsweek and CNN for saying that. Oh, PrisonPlanet.com and the nutcase Alex Jones, you know, believes it's manufactured. Never linking to all the documents we posted because, I mean, again, I've interviewed enough virologists to know it didn't have the pedigree of something that mutated each year into this. It was four different viruses, pig, human, and bird, all mixed together. And it had no history, no pedigree, no mutation history. It had to come out of a lab. It had all the markers as some type of beta test or tracker. And they're now saying, I said, now, folks, this may not be the big one, even though they're saying it, but they may say it's going to be a mutation to combine with something new in the fall. Then they came out and said that. I know the enemy. I know the enemy. Now, the new spin is, okay, it's manufactured, but it accidentally got out of a lab and showed up all over the place in Mexico and the world and went viral in the wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year. This is absolute bull. Okay, so they're now going, okay, it's manufactured because we know independent scientists and virologists are going to look at it under electron microscopes. Okay, it's manufactured. It's got our serial numbers on it. No big deal. It's like Blade Runner. Who made this scale? Is it fish? No, Mr. Decker. This snake, highest quality Chung Pao Laboratories. Same deal. Same deal here. And I just know the enemy. Let's go to Kurt Nemo. Kurt, you've written articles. Paul Watson's written articles. Break this down for us.
Well, Bloomberg's reporting this scientist in Australia. His name's Adrian Gibbs, who incidentally collaborated on Tamiflu research, is saying that the H1N1 was accidentally created in a laboratory, while they were manufacturing or developing a vaccine, and that it escaped the laboratory. This is the common thread you hear all the time about these viruses. They just incidentally escaped. He also said that it's possible that it's naturally occurring, which is total bunk. We know that.
But there are other scientists in England and others. I mean, you guys wrote stories a week ago with other scientists saying it's clearly manufactured. So
yeah.
Why are they, do you think, coming out and doing this? Because they know that other scientists who aren't part of the New World Order are going to bring this info out, so they want to bring it out first, put their spin on it?
Yeah, I think this is a cover story because, you know, for instance, as Wayne Madsen reported when the so-called swine flu thing was going big, that a top scientist at the United Nations said that he was a researcher on the outbreak of Ebola in Africa and AIDS, that this was a manufactured pathogen, not naturally occurring. So it's all over the media. People are saying that this is, you know, a bioengineered weapon. And so this is the cover story, so they can cover their butts, you know.
But I don't think we're going to see a MSNBC retraction when they attacked us and said that we said it was manufactured and that meant we were racist.
No.
And they didn't even, when the MSNBC or CNN, describe how it's racist to say it's bioweapon. I mean, you'll say, hey, I don't like cloudy, rainy days. And they say, oh, you don't like black people.
Well, the point is that a lot of people aren't getting their news from MSNBC and the corporate media. They're going to the Internet. They're going to Infowars.com and Prison Planet to get their information. So these guys realize, of course, that a large number of people are you know, reading the truth. So they got to devise a cover story for this.
Yeah, that's right. The Alex Jones channel that a volunteer had up under full authorization from us had over 2 million hits that week, but it was getting about 1 million views a week before that and really starting to become one of the biggest channels out there, no doubt one of the biggest political. And just on that channel, there was 220,000 views, 150,000 views, 80,000 views, 100, you know, just dozens and dozens of videos over 100,000 views, and it was all about the bird flu. And if you went to all the different video aggregating sites, we were the top everywhere, with what I had to say about this and how it was manufactured. And I've noticed all the sites they're shutting down, it's sites that have posted my videos about the bird flu. So we said something in those rants, Kurt, that really freaked the establishment out. And now we're finding out we hit the nail directly on the head, Kurt.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think they're coming up with this cover story to, you know, down the road say, well, this was, another mutation that escaped from a laboratory, another Frankenstein-type scenario. But it's not going to wash. It's just not going to work.
Okay, well, let's just believe that. They accidentally released foot-and-mouth weaponized, and it showed up in over 40 locations. It was even more than that. It was 60-something locations. We can pull up the articles. In 2001, weaponized, magically pops up everywhere at once, had to be planted. Weaponized, we say it's weaponized. Later they say, oh, yeah, it accidentally got released from our lab, but we're now going to take total control of the country. And then they accidentally released the horse flu that can also kill humans in Australia last year, and they always accidentally release it. Okay, let's say they're accidentally doing this. They're a bunch of knuckle-dragging buffoons at Level 3 and Level 4 bioweapons labs that just magically accidentally spread this everywhere, even out of season it's spreading. And then why are we allowing these people to be toilet attendants, much less run bioweapons labs or bioweapons treatment labs? And the larger issue here is obviously they're staging it. Obviously that's not the case. And they're building 36 level 4 bioweapons lab, moving them from the desert and the Atlantic Ocean, Plum Island, to places like San Antonio, Texas, and Galveston, Texas. And then you go Google the names of the scientists that are running these new labs, and they all just so happen to be 12 monkeys type eugenicists who write white papers about how they want to kill us. I mean, can we put two and two together here, Kurt?
Yeah, and as well, part of this Bloomberg article was they floated the suggestion that there should be some kind of international regulatory commission or something or an agency that oversees these biomedical labs. Incidentally, during the whole thing with the so-called swine flu, there was a report about virus samples that went missing at Fort Detrick. That thing was on the radar screen for about a nanosecond and then disappeared. So, they're losing this stuff right and left. Losing is, in quotation marks.
Kind of like they lost the weaponized anthrax they mailed out to all their enemies. There was an accident and it fell into the letters
right. That was the Bruce Edwards Irons case, the microbiologist who just happened to die after that. The Department of Justice and the FBI kind of pointed a finger at him for.
And it was buried in the news. You had to read literally scores of articles to find. He said the government's setting me up. They said you're mentally ill.
Right.
Took him to a facility, and then in a locked up cell, he ate a bunch of Tylenol. Prescription Tylenol and died, and then they hid that in the news.
Right.
By the way, I saw a story yesterday where the guy supposedly killed his family, shot himself, and then buried himself, and the police with a straight face, Kurt, are saying he buried himself.
Real wonderful.
I mean, pretty soon, they might guillotine me on national TV and say I did it.
Yeah.
That's the level of... Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's interesting that, another story you don't hear a whole lot about is all these microbiologists that are just, disappearing. That as well figures into this whole scheme.
Well, Kurt, when you realize that eugenicists run all the Western governments, that the Human Genome Project is publicly run at the Eugenics Center at Cold Springs Harbor with IBM, Thomas Watson, the top Nazi, who pledged his fortune to carry out eugenics when he died in the 50s, and then you find out Google gives almost all its money to eugenics, quote, helping the black people in Africa is the headline. You find out that Microsoft gives all its money to this, and you find out Warren Buffett gives all, 98% of his money to this. This is a devil cult. These people mean business. This is 12 monkeys, folks, and they're getting ready to move. And I'm sorry, they're going to murder most of us unless we stop them. And that means you out there, cops and military and everybody else. Let's bring Paul Watson up, because he's also written about all these different top scientists coming out and saying this was clearly manufactured. Paul Watson, joining us from PrisonPlanet.com.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, what's interesting about the swine flu is that the people who got caught releasing the live avian flu virus to 18 different labs in Europe, Baxter International, were not punished or investigated for their accident. They were rewarded with the multi-million dollar contract to create the vaccine for swine flu. So it's just like with 9/11, they say, well, it was an accident, we were incompetent. And then it's an accident again where this live avian flu gets released, and yet they're not punished or regulated. They're rewarded with contracts to create the next vaccine.
And then they always call for more regulation when there's already a global system to the EU and NATO to divvy out these vaccines. There already is a global government. They then say, oh, the very companies that are always involved accidentally, in quotes, releasing all this, they'll be the ones that run the police system protecting us from this so they can then carry it out and cover it up.
Right, and this Gibbs scientist who's been in this field for four decades, according to that Bloomberg report, he more specifically said that it was possible that it was released from a lab and that it probably was a vaccine production lab. So again, it's directly related to vaccines.
Meanwhile, there's trials that are very secretive going on all over Europe with masses of people dying after they take bird flu vaccine. And the media will never say what pharmaceutical company is doing it. And by the way, they're lying to the public, telling them it's a regular flu shot.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Gave me a word, words for you all I have.
Christensen. And a bunch of other people are in this movie about the history of swordplay. But the film gets into how they like to disarm the slaves. And it's Reclaiming the Blade. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. And it's got a bunch of other interesting people in it. Just a really interesting film. And we've got the filmmaker coming on the show with us. But again, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, Bob Anderson, and narrated by John Davies. So that is coming up. We'll be talking about that because this issue of having the slaves disarmed is ancient. For another 15 minutes or so, we have Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson here with us right now. Guys, I want to finish up with the flu situation, and I'm going to open the phones up later, and I'm going to give people my take on it. But again, we're right about that. Another issue, Paul Watson, we need a story pointing out that we, a month plus before, separately, it doesn't steal any of his thunder, but it confirms it more, before Lindsey Williams came out and said his big oil company executive contact said they were going to cut oil prices from $150 to under $50 a barrel. Everybody laughed at him and it happened. And then we're sitting there reading over articles you wrote from our interviews with Jim Tucker last June at Bilderberg, a month and a half before Lindsey Williams goes public with it. We break it here and then don't even point out that another one of our huge predictions, because it's not a prediction, it came from Bilderberg, came true. I mean, Bilderberg reported that they were going to have Bush sign on to global warming and that suddenly all the mainline conservatives would get behind it. That indeed happened. You know, that the Berlin Wall would fall in a year and it would be staged. That happened. I mean, just they are running things, that they were going to announce a new Bank of the World, that they were going to bankrupt the stock market, that they were going to bankrupt the housing prices to have a, I mean, it's all happening in Bilderberg's meeting right now. Paul Watson, your comments on that. Then I'm going to get into this Stasi situation where they're saying if somebody's smoking a cigar, they may be a rich terrorist, report on them. And we're not joking. It's actually happening. They're bringing class warfare in now to get the Stasi tattletales, not just digging through your trash, but calling police on you if you buy a new car. Paul Watson.
Right. With the Bilderberg, I wrote an article last week which included that prediction. Well, it wasn't a prediction. It was coming straight out of Bilderberg from last year where we said that oil prices, when they got up to about 150 last year, would start to decline rapidly, and that's exactly what happened. I made a list of all the predictions that we've made or that have come out of Bilderberg that have come true in that same article, but I'll do a recap on it tomorrow morning. And on that same subject, there's a London Guardian. I hesitate to call him a journalist because he's actually a professional comedian who is following Jim Tucker around and apparently trying to get him to trip up and make a fool out of himself, because there's a series in The Guardian about Bilderberg, and it's basically this guy who's a comedian making fun of it all.
Yeah, in fact, they're saying in the headline that it may not exist. In fact, I have it here somewhere, and I can dig it out. Yeah, our man at Bilderberg Group, in pursuit of the world's most powerful cabal, it is rumored.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.